Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here, folks, you've got to be able to say to them, one of my bosses used to say to me, Jim, things don't seem to be working out lately. Have any idea what might be causing that? we get to the bottom of it, you know. And of course, that was a fictional scenario I just gave you. That would have never happened to me. But anyway, you'd make people have to think, you know. Let me tell you one real quick thing. When I was first starting to sell as a college student, 2% commission in selling furniture. There were certain people who would come in. I didn't like them. I didn't like the way they behaved. I didn't like how they treated me. And I said to myself, I don't want to do business with these people. After a little while, I found out that there were more of them than I thought there were going to be. And as a very young man, I said, you know what? If I'm going to be successful in selling, I'm going to have to learn how to sell to everyone, not just the people I like. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's exactly the sort of thought process that will get you past those places where you're stuck. I work with a lot of salespeople who feel exactly the same way. They just don't go call on certain customers because mm-hmm. that one was mean, or that one doesn't like me, or that one is always negative. Well, you know, you're thinning out your prospect list pretty quickly, and maybe those are the very people who need what you have the most. So
Right. Let
them be the ones to say no.
And there's another thing in here. It's a little dividend that I found, Deb. The people, because there are people, if I don't like them, that means they may not like, they probably don't like me either, right? It's a mutual thing. I found that if I serve those people so well that they saw that I was rising above whatever else was going on underneath, those are the kind of people I couldn't run off. I mean, they were like customers for life. There's a dividend in that, isn't there?
There is. And even more than that, there's this other dividend. You learned a different style. You learned how you stretched yourself to go out and reach someone that you wouldn't normally easily connect with. And so you grew, they grew because they got to see you differently. They benefited from that way that you helped them. There's a lot in it if you'll stretch yourself in those ways.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. Deb, last thoughts. I got 30 seconds.
People First PS is the website, and there's a lot of content there. There's a whole critical thinking series over on the YouTube channel by the same name. And I invite people to be in touch if they have questions.
It's peoplefirstps.com, is that right?
Yes.
Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen. Deb, good job today. Will you come back soon?
My pleasure. Anytime, Jim. Thank you.
We always love having you on the show. Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen. PeopleFirstPS.com. So check that out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.